You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How does Jesus represent our Heavenly Father when He came to live among us? Find out in week 3 of Unboxed.
And right now we're in our series, Unboxed. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Unboxed. And in this series, it is very exciting and good for us because truly we would know who Jesus is. Like, parang regalo yan. Okay, let me I have an example here. Ito, regalo. Someone gave me a gift. And receiving the gift, like this, may wrapper pa, was actually a happy moment for me already na nakareceive ako. Tama po, pag nakareceive kayo ng regalo, masaya kayo? Yung iba, hindi, no? Okay. Pero ako, mas masaya ako pag binubuksan ito. Tama? Mas masaya pag binubuksan yung regalo. Tama? Wala po kayong naging regalo noong 2010 hanggang ngayon, nakabalot pa rin kasi masaya ka. Kaya nakabalot pa rin siya. It's not happening, tama? Pero what happens to us when we open gifts, when we unbox gifts, we see ano talaga yung laman. Diba? You see a big gift na sing laki ng karto ng rep, tapos makikita mo iPhone. Mas masaya yun, di ba? Kahit mas lumit yung box. Kasi binuksan mo. And in the same way with our series, that's what we're doing. We're unboxing the character of Jesus Christ. The person of Jesus Christ, the baby who came here more than 2,000 years ago, we're now unboxing the revelation, the prophecy that was said, a child was been born to us. Na nangyari na nga po. Hindi lang basta sinabi, pero nangyari na. Now we're unboxing it. That's why we had this series. And let me invite everyone to stand up as we read God's Word right now in Isaiah chapter 9. This is still the verse that we're talking about at pinag-uusapan natin even to the last part of this series. So basahin po natin, sabi ito, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, sabay-sabay po tayo, 1, 2, 3, go. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And verse 7, it says that of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Can we all bow down and let's just pray before we continue. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who came here on earth so that we might be saved from our sins. Lord, we celebrate that even in this time in Christmas. And Lord, we pray to thank you, Lord, that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word. And know, Lord, na ganito ka pala kabait sa amin. And we would come out of this place not missing, Lord, the true meaning of Christmas, which is the truth of your word, Lord, that would be in our hearts and in our minds today and for the rest of our lives, Lord. May we honor you at this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all take our seats. And in this series, we've been talking about four names of Jesus Christ or four descriptions of who Jesus Christ is. And to them, in Isaiah, in this part, it was just a prophecy. Hindi pa nangyayari. They were expecting someone to be, una, di ba, a wonderful counselor. In the first week, we talk about that. And sino po sa inyo, tingnan yung katabi mo, mukha po bang magaling na advisor yan? Okay. Pero you know, Jesus Christ is a wonderful counselor that in every decision, maybe it be small or major decisions or big decisions, probably in your life, in your career, in your family, Jesus will guide us with the truth. And that is who Jesus is. He wants to guide us with this truth, with the truth of His Word, and that is who He is, a wonderful counselor. That's who Jesus is. That is who was sent to us. And also, last week, we talked about Mighty God. Mukha bang malakas yung katabi mo? But you know what? Jesus Christ, being the mighty God, the strongest of all, none can compare to the power of Jesus Christ. That's who He is. The one who was sent to us, the humble child that was born, was laid down on a manger, was a mighty God. And it proved, He proved Himself to be the mighty God that He is when He came and rescued us from our sins. Some superheroes, kilala niyo po, alam naman po ng mga superheroes though, would come, would save you, but would go away. But this mighty God, Jesus Christ, came, saved us from our sins, and is here to stay. And as He stays, you know what? It's not just about our life today, tomorrow, but it would be in everlasting. That's why Jesus is also called Everlasting Father. But this is not for us to miss out na, ano to, Baka may doctrinal issue dito na si Jesus Christ, Father din siya. Is this against the Trinity that we believe in, that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, na ano ibig sabihin nito? Si Jesus, Father din siya? Or siya mismo yung God the Father? It's not. Let me show you an example, like right here. There are two pictures right here, and kilala po ba natin to? Okay, si Pastor Jeff and his daughter, Diane. Okay? And this guy is Albert Einstein. Yung iba na nosebleed nung nakita yung E is equal to MC squared. Okay? Okay. Bad memory, physics. Okay? Kinalimutan ko na yan, pinaalala mo pa. Okay? But here, we see two fathers. Okay? First is that Pastor Jeff is the father of Diane. Tama? Anak niya po kasi si Diane. Okay? But on the other hand, dito naman, Albert Einstein is the father of modern physics. Hindi dahil iniluwal niya, pinanganak niya yung modern physics, but he's the discoverer. And the kind of father, everlasting father, that we're talking about is not this one. It's not the relationship that Pastor Jeff has to his daughter as a father, biological father. Hindi ganun po. Ang pinag-usapan natin is this side. Albert Einstein being the father of modern physics. Being a father, or the word father, was is used in the Bible in two aspects. Isa, yung katulad noon kanina, Pastor Jeff, being the father to a daughter or to a son. And now, a father that has been talked about in this scripture in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, that we're talking about, is that a father, na everlasting, is the one that originates or institutes. Discoverer, inventor, or originator. In short, the father that we're talking about is author, founder, or source. Just like Albert Einstein was the father of modern physics, siya yung nakadiscover nito. Nung formulang E is equal to MC squared, siya yung nakadiscover nito. Kaya tawag siya, father of modern physics. Siya yung nagpauso nun. So kung meron tayong dapat sisihin kung bakit nahirap tayo sa physics o hirap na hirap tayo sa assignment ng mga anak natin, pamangkin natin, kapatid natin, hindi ko alam yan, okay? Si Albert Einstein po yung sisihin natin, sa kanya nag-originate yun. Okay, wag po yung teacher. Okay, so, pero wag nating sisihin si Albert Einstein. Walang mangyayaring, kunyari, hindi natin malalaman yung gravity and kung ano pa. Okay, wag na, nosebleed na. Okay. But right now, this is what we're talking about. This is my point that the father that we're talking about, Jesus, the everlasting father, is this, Jesus, the father of eternity. Do you get that? You want to be able to establish that so that pag pinag-usapan natin itong message na to, yung iniisip natin is not that we're going to battle any doctrinal issue here, but we're going to see that Jesus is the originator, author, source, founder of eternity. So even the prayers na sinasabi natin, we don't talk to Jesus na Papa Jesus, diba? Or we teach our children, or kung sino yung mga bata, okay, mag-pray ka kay Papa Jesus, naku, lagot ka kay Papa Jesus, nagsinungaling ka. We don't address Jesus as Papa Jesus because He's not the Father. Do you get that? So, let's scrap that out. Okay, hindi po totoo yun at hindi po biblical. And we teach the children, the younger generation, just to see and know that who our true Father is, and that is God the Father. Now, Jesus is the Father of eternity, source of eternity. Sabihin, lahat ng pinanggalingan na or lahat ng meron dito at lahat ng oras na meron tayo nang galing kay Jesus Christ. Now, we're talking about this verse and seeing that Jesus is the everlasting Father, Father of eternity. Sa Kanya nang galing. And when we talk about eternity, ano yung sunod mong naiisip? Probably, bukod sa walang hanggan, okay? Kasi Tagalog lang po yun. Probably, you think about time. Tama? When you think about eternity, forever, it's about time. Kaya nauso yung hashtag walang forever. Iniisip nyo, wala siyang time sa akin, wala talagang forever. Break na kami. Hiwalayan ko na to. But kay Jesus, may forever. Siya yung nag-author nito. And now we're talking about time because Jesus was since Jesus was the originator of eternity, the author of eternity, now we talk about time. Now let's talk about the time that we have in our life. Life that we have right now is also authored by Jesus because Jesus was author first of our life. Part of the life that we live today, would one day lead to eternity. But ibig sabihin, since si Jesus, siya yung nag-imbento ng forever or eternity that we have, that's in store for us, that's our future, the life that we have now, Jesus has also authored that. How come can we say na si Jesus nag-author noon? It says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 to 17, for by Him, all things, sabihin nyo, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. Ibig sabihin, lahat pala ay nanggaling kay Jesus Christ. Even time itself, it was not made by man, but it's from God. Even the life that you have now is actually from God. The life that you live today is authored by God. Verse 17, He is before all things, and in Him, all things hold together. The life that we have right now, it comes from God. And ibig sabihin, the purpose that we should be having in our lives should also come from God. If I'm saying, we're talking about time here, since it's eternity, and part of being of coming to eternity is living for now, ibig sabihin, yung buhay ko ngayon dapat mangyayari or magaganap lang or ibubuhay ko according dun sa gumawa. Kasi siya lang nakakaalam nun. For example, kilala niyo po ba to? Sino po yan? Steve Jobs, tama. Correct. Okay, one point. And si Steve Jobs was the creator of what he's holding, like the iPad. One of his creation is the iPad. And it's so amazing na ngayon, na pagbaba ko actually kahapon yun, or last Friday, pagbaba ko dun sa Apple Store, nakita kaming iPad ni Noel, kasama ko si Noel, yung nag-lead sa atin ng worship. Nakita kaming iPad na sobrang laki, halos ganito kalaki. Nakita nyo na po ba yun? Yung iPad Pro? Ganito kalaki, oh. Imagine nyo na lang, yung bag mo dapat backpack lagi. Oy, selfie tayo. Okay? Kita na lahat. Okay? Ganito kalaki. And it's costing probably 60,000. And when you see an iPad this big and 60,000 worth, and then you see it used as a chopping board, anong makaramdaman mo? Anong gusto mong sabihin? Akin na lang. Okay? Hindi ganyan yan. May purpose yan. Could it be possible that our lives are being lived out by ourselves the same way like a chopping board, apart from the real use or the purpose that God has in store for us? Na tipong yung buhay natin, pang chopping board lang pala. Kasi hindi natin alam kung ano yung purpose ni God sa atin at hindi natin kilala yung nagbigay ng buhay natin. But our life is more worth than that. Sinong responsible sa purpose ng iPad? Siyempre yung gumawa, si Steve Jobs. Sinong responsible sa buhay natin ngayon? Siyempre yung gumawa sa atin. The source of our life, it's Jesus Christ. And we tend to live our lives as if we're robots. When I get to see my high school batchmates or friends, nag-reunion kami or magkita-kita lang kami, kakamustahin ko sila, pare, kamusta ka na? Sasabihin nun, madalas maririnig ko sa kanila, okay naman trabaho, okay naman, malaki naman kita. Whatever. To many of them, pag kinakamusta ko sila, trabaho yung sinasabi nila. May kakilala ba kayo ganun? Pag tinanong, or baka tayo yun, pag tinanong ka, kamusta ka naman? Okay naman yung trabaho ko. Actually, nanalo pa nga akong PS4 kasi ako yung highest performer sa amin. Kung puro trabaho lang pala yung buhay natin, yung meaning ng buhay natin, sana robot na lang tayong lahat. But is that the case in our lives? Is that how we are meant to live because God has given us abilities to work? Or is it a way that we should work so that we honor God just like He designed Adam to? Since God gave life to you, God is giving meaning to your life also. And when you don't have Jesus Christ, the author of life, originator of life, the everlasting Father, ibig sabihin po, yung life natin is baliwala. Kasi siya yung may karapatan magbigay ng buhay at yung meaning ng buhay na meron dapat ikaw, na meron dapat tayong lahat. How are we living our lives today? Are we just living for ourselves or are we living for the honor of God who created us? You have a purpose in Jesus Christ. I hope you're living that out. And if you're not, just come to God and ask Him, Lord, what's Your will for my life? Example, volunteers themselves. SM natin, mga tech natin, mga music team natin. Do you appreciate them? Okay. Palakpakan naman natin mga volunteers natin, ushers natin, di ba? part of that, they knew that kahit hindi sila bayaran dito sa church ito, they should serve because they know that their purpose is to honor God. In everything that we do, the goal is to honor God. That's why it was summarized by this church name, to honor God, make disciples. That's the primary goal of our lives, to honor God. Do you get that? That's why it said here in John 1:3-4, all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Kung hindi dahil kay Jesus Christ, lahat tayo dito, baliwala lang. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The life that we have in God would become light in our lives. And also that Jesus Christ came. That's why Christmas time happened. Jesus was born. It's for this, that we may have life and have it abundantly. God does not desire for all of us to live poorly, but we can live a life abundantly, not with material blessings. That would be just a bonus. But because when we have Jesus Christ in our lives, that's abundant. You're already abundant. You're going to experience abundance because you have everything. The Creator of heaven and earth is in your life. That's Jesus Christ. And by that, since we know that Jesus was the author of our life right now, susunod, hindi lang yan, pero the life that we live right now, okay, would matter as how we look and view the future for all of us. That's why Jesus is also the author of our faith. And we jump to another verse right now in Hebrews 12, chapter 2, that it says that let us fix our eyes on whom? On whom? On Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Sa Kanya pala lang galing yung faith natin. The faith that we have, that we're believing for, the things that we're believing for, kay Jesus nang gagaling. The faith that we have in knowing who God is, kay Jesus nang gagaling. Why you're here? Kasi it's because of Jesus Christ. Why you worship God? It's because of Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, came down on earth, and then lived a life that we should have lived, a perfect life. Died the death that we all deserve because of our sins, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God when He has resurrected again. Grabe si Lord, no? Grabe si Jesus Christ, that now we can put our trust in Him. Because this is faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Sino po sa inyo dito, you're going to join prayer and fasting this 2016, January 4 to 8. Okay? And kahit ako po, and so who among you here, you joined this year, 2015, di ba? Probably noong July at saka noong January. We've been praying for that. And we are in faith. As we were praying, mga sinulat nating answered prayers, prayer requests are now probably answered. Some are probably not answered yet. But you know what? You are still in faith. And the reason for that is the author of our faith. Faith is like an anchor. We are ships that our faith should be anchored strongly. And if it's anchored poorly, it would just liliparin lang tayo kung saan-saan. How could it be anchored strongly? Sometimes we put our faith, we put our trust on the prayer requests or the things that we are expecting to receive rather than the things or rather than the giver Himself. We put our trust dun sa business natin, pag lumaguto, ayos na yung buhay ko. Eh, paano kung bumagsak, malugi, wala ka ng client, wala nang bumibili, wala nang tumatawag sa'yo. Your hope is anchored there. Your faith is anchored there. Now, you get swayed. But when you know that it is God who will bless your business, and it is God, the everlasting Father, Jesus Christ, the Creator of heaven and earth, dun ka naniniwala, you trust in the giver rather than the blessing. Now, that's strong faith. And I hope that we get to have that kind of faith. That it's always us trusting on Jesus Christ rather than the things of this world. Because all of the things in this world will just pass away. I hope we are all anchored in our faith in Jesus Christ, not on the things that we are expecting. Kasi minsan, kaya lang tayo masaya pagka na-receive na natin. E paano kung hindi pa na-answer yung prayer natin? Kahit dumating yung prayer and fasting 2016, 2017, 2018, hindi pa rin nasasagot. When it's anchored on Jesus Christ, it's gonna be okay because He authored that kind of faith in you. It's from Him. We don't have to strive. Kumbaga tayo, magtitiwala lang tayo. Tama po ba? And lastly, is this. Since we talk about Jesus, author of faith, author of our life, More importantly, that we understand that He is the author of eternity. How important is eternity in us? It is written and put in our hearts by God Himself because He's the author. Why is there a longing for people na nag-iisip, saan ba ako mapupunta pag namatay ako? Naisip niyo mo ba yun? And some of us here, or to many of us, probably we're secured. Yes, I'm going to God when I die. I'm gonna be with Him in heaven. But how important is that for us to know? And if we compare eternity to the life that we have now, pinag-usapan natin kanina that Jesus authored our life right now, and even the future that we have, that's why we have faith, that's why Jesus authored the faith in us. But how short is that in our lifetime? Kurap po kayo. Ganon. Madami, beautiful eyes. Okay. Yung isang kurap, ganun lang po kaikli compared to eternity. And I can't even compare it actually. Baka nga mas maikli pa. Eternity is forever. It's never ending. And Jesus authored that. And we all have a conscious sense of having eternity in our minds or thinking or curiosity. That's why people are longing for that. Saan ba pupunta? Anong mangyayari? Baka nagre-reincarnate yung iba? But you know what? It's designed by Jesus Christ and it's revealed to us in the Bible. That's why it's even said in the prophecy in verse 7 that from this time forth and forevermore, Jesus Christ will reign because it is Him who authored the life that you have today, the start of this world. He created heaven and earth and even to the end of age and even to hindi lang pag-end because it will never end. The government, the peace that we will have, the reign of Jesus Christ will have no end. It will be forever. So hindi po totoo yung walang forever. Naniniwala po ba kayo doon? Baka sila lang yun, okay, sa TV. Pero kay Jesus Christ, from this time forth and forevermore, He will reign. Because He is the author of that. And how important is that to us? Because our life here is just temporary. Our life in heaven would last for eternity. Our life probably in hell would last in eternity. That's how important that is. That's why Jesus said we should trust Him and He's the author of eternity because He said this, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That is who Jesus Christ is. Sa una pa lang, nandito siya hanggang matapos. That's who He is. That's what He declared. And by that, nakikita natin kung minsan, we put more focus on the temporary things rather than the things with eternal value. The life that we have has eternal value also. It was not just temporary for Jesus Christ. And for us, we tend to see temporary lang kung ano lang yung meron tayo ngayon, ano yung pwedeng mangyari sa atin ngayon, because that's how it is for us. Nasanay tayo na kung ano yung okay ngayon, okay yung buhay ko. Pero we don't look at to the future kasi isipin natin, hindi pa naman ako mamamatay. Or to some people, probably, kung kayo, di ba, may sineshiran kayo or in-invite kayo sa church, bakit ayaw nila pumunta? Eh, gusto pa nila i-enjoy yung buhay nila ngayon. Iinom muna ako, pa-party muna ako, lechon muna ako, relationship muna ako, ayaw ko muna magpakasal para madami pang girlfriends. Madami pang, sugar daddy. They're looking at the temporary things, but what's more of value is what Jesus Christ authored, and that's eternity. We are eternal beings also. That's why Jesus Christ came to all of us. It said in Matthew 2, verses 9 to 11, after listening to the king, before I read this on, this is the account of Christmas wherein yung Magi, kilala ba natin yung tatlong hari? Okay, hindi sila yon, okay? Kasi akala sila tatlong hari. Pero Magi were wise men. They were only just nakilala parang tatlong hari kasi because of the three gifts. Pero as it was studied, they were probably many people. And wise men were studying stars. They were astrologers. And also, they were studying the scripture. And for them, they were reading prophecies also. That's why they know about the birth of Jesus Christ when they saw a different kind of star. So, syempre, astrologers sila. Tapos nakita silang ibang between, di ba? Magugulat sila. But they were rejoicing because they knew who came was the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Savior Himself, Jesus Christ. So ngayon, they went on their way. Behold, the star that they had seen, while it rose, went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And tingnan niyo po ito, when they saw the star, Jesus, hindi pa nila nakikita si Jesus Christ, pero they knew because of the prophecy that a Savior would be born to them, would be born to us. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they were not just living for that moment because they knew Jesus Christ came with eternity in mind for all of us. If it was just money, yung greatest need ng mga tao o tayong lahat, sana nagbigay, nagpaulala lang si Lord ng gold. If it was just katalinuhan, yung kailangan nating lahat, sana tinaasan ni Lord yung IQ natin, lahat tayo mega mind, malalaking utak natin. Malalaki yung ulo nating lahat. Tignan nyo nga po yung katabi nyo, mukha bang matalino? Oh, mega mind. But God knew that the greatest need of man was to be saved from his sins. Was to be saved from their sins. That was all our need. Yun yung greatest need natin lahat dito, the same for you and me. That's why Jesus had to be sent. And when they knew the Savior came, who would save all of us from our sins, because Jesus was thinking about eternity, He was thinking of being with us forever. It was not just for a moment. That's why right now, we tend to act as if we can't rejoice exceedingly with great joy because all we're finding is just happiness. And when we compare happiness against joy, this is how it comes. Okay, kung paano nangyayari. Yung happiness, it only lasts for a moment, but joy lasts forever. You may have joy right now, or when you have Jesus Christ, you have joy, and even forever, you still have joy. Why? Because in happiness, it only lasts for a moment because it's temporary. For example, itong gift na to, this may probably be a reason why I am happy today. Someone gave me a gift, and when I unbox it, it's something na kailangan ko. Pero this gift would not be the reason that's why I'm happy in December 2017, 2 years from now. Would I be so happy na, grabe, buti na lang, binigyan ako noong 2015 ng regalong to. Picture frame. hindi ko pa po alam. Pero sinong gustong-gusto niyong picture frame pag niregalo sa inyo? Every year na lang, no? Okay, towel. Hindi pa grateful, no? Binigyan ka lang alam. Pero, you know, would you be very happy or would you still be rejoicing exceedingly with great joy in December 2017 because of the gifts or the bonus that you received today? Probably, many people are very happy right now, or many people are very happy because they earn so much that they didn't just have 13th month pay, but hanggang 20th month pay. Meron sila. But would that be the reason that you would still be happy when you're 64 years old already, or 50 years from now? Magiging masaya ka ba dahil dun sa 20th month pay mo noong December 2015? Maalala mo pa ba yun? Grabe. Kaya ako masaya ngayon dahil sa bonus ko. What are the things that you're aspiring or you're praying for that you wanted to be answered? Or yung mga na-receive mo na, baka na-receive mo na ngayon. Happiness only lasts for that moment. Even relationships. Friends would just, I'm not saying na sana mawalan ka na ng kaibigan, pero the truth of the matter is, friends could not stay for the rest of your life. There would be people who would be staying, but only... Will that be the only reason why you're coming to church? Kung hindi ka na-invite ng kaibigan mo, kasi crush mo siya, kaya sumasama ka dito. Okay. Kaya ka ba mag-a-attend ng church Sunday after Sunday? Kasi dahil may kasama ka, or sinasama ka nila, or para hanggang ngayon, di ba, Pasko na, 30 years old ka na, naghahanap ka pa rin ng ninong ninang, di ba, bless ka ng bless. Tapos pag 20 yung narisim, ba't po 20? Okay. Trabaho ka kasi. You know what? I believe God will bless you with that. Pero the things that we have here on earth will never give us lasting joy until forever. Because when we come to heaven, we won't be rejoicing exceedingly with great joy because of all the things that we had when we were still on earth. Yung nandun ka sa heaven, lahat tayo nasa heaven, di ba? Tapos papayabangan tayo. Ako nandito sa heaven, ang saya-saya ko kasi ang dami kong binigay nung nasa earth pa ako. Ilang charity yung binless ko. I'm so happy of my achievements. Alam mo, kaya ako masaya dito sa heaven kasi nung 14 years old ako, sinagot ako nung first girlfriend ko. alam mo kung bakit masaya ako dito sa heaven? Kasi nakatayo ako ng isang building dahil sa business ko, okay? Oh, Albert Industries. Tapos I built the city in rock and roll, okay? Akin lahat 'to. Kaya ang saya ko dito sa heaven. When we all die, all of this will come to trash. Hindi natin madadala. Someone have told me na kung kaya daw siya nagbibigay for the cause of making disciples, it's because hindi ko naman madadala yung pera ko sa heaven pag namatay ako eh. But the joy that he has, that's why he's in heaven, is Jesus Christ. That's why they were rejoicing at that point, because Jesus Christ had eternity in mind. And when Jesus Christ came, the Magi knew, they had eternity in mind also. We will be saved from our sins. We will not be punished forever because of our sins. But we will receive forgiveness, salvation, and I will be with Jesus forever. Joy will last forever. And the joy will only be received when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. When you have Jesus Christ right now, probably you've been a Christian for a long time already, attend ka dito, pero you still look onto material things, that will not give you joy. It will only give you happiness for a moment. Because the true joy that we can receive is when we get to heaven in time. Sabi dito, di ba? Behold, a dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them. God will dwell with man. That's why Jesus had eternity in mind. Kasi yung gusto niya tayong makasama forever. Did you have the feeling na yung isang tao gusto mong kasama palagi? God had that in mind. Tayong lahat gusto niya tayong makasama forever. That's why he had to make a way. He had to send his son, Jesus Christ. And now, they will be his people and God himself will be with them as their God, personal God. And also, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. How joyful it is, Lord, for us. Gano'n na lang ba yung kasayahan natin, nang malaman natin na sinave tayo ni Lord sa sins natin. And if you're right here and you don't know that yet, you can rejoice for the rest of your life. Today, tomorrow, next year, next 5 years, your joy would be coming because of Jesus Christ, not because of the things that you have. And even when you come to eternity in heaven, that's the most important. Gusto tayong makasama ni Lord magpakailan pa man. And He Himself, personally, He will wipe away every tear. Lahat ng pinagdadaanan mo ngayon is nothing compared to the joy that you will experience when you are with Jesus Christ, when we are with Jesus Christ for the rest of our lives. And forever. So I'd like to leave you with this point that let us put our faith in Jesus. You know what? Jesus is actually concerned of our life here in earth, but he's more concerned in our life eternally with him. That's why we could put our faith in Jesus, the everlasting Father who has given us eternal life. The most important gift that you are about to receive in Christmas, and if you have received Jesus Christ already, you're living your life with Jesus Christ, that's the gift, the most important gift that we are unboxing. Or you haven't unboxed that yet, or you have unboxed that already, nasa buhay mo na si Jesus Christ, that's still the best gift that you ever have. Na kahit wala kang ma-receive ngayong Pasko, ayos lang, meron naman akong Jesus Christ who is everything to me. Will take me to eternity with Him. That's the joy. You can put your faith in Him. You know what? Jesus is concerned with your life here on earth. So that's okay. Kung okay na nga yung eternity natin, we can be secured of our eternity to be with God in heaven, not in hell. Just as we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, our life here on earth would also be okay. Okay na yun. We don't have to worry. We can just enjoy the life Jesus Christ has won for us. And this is eternal life that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I hope that we truly know Jesus Christ, and this is what we're doing in Unbox series. Now we have unboxed that Jesus is the everlasting Father, originator of your life, faith, and your eternity in Him, just as you have received Him as Lord and Savior. And eternal life is not just an experience when you are dead, and when you die, even today. And for the rest of our life here on earth, we can experience eternal life through the changed life that we have in Him. That's why we continue to honor Him. And let us praise Him as we say thank you and worship Him. And we say, Lord Jesus, maraming salamat bumaba ka dito sa amin. Maraming salamat. This is the reason for Christmas time. Can we all bow down right now? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you came for us. And this is the reason that why we celebrate. And when you came for us, you remembered us because you wanted to be with us forever. Maraming salamat, Lord. And then by that, if our eternal life is secured, just as we accept you as Lord and Savior, and you are in our lives, we are secure, Lord God, that nothing can separate us from you. Right now, I'd like to pray for people that probably you have a worry of the future. So we're talking about Jesus, author of life, our faith, eternity. Sometimes we fear the future. We're worried now, what's going to happen to my life? Will I ever get a job? Will I ever get a family? Will I ever get my kids go to a good school? Paano yung future nila? Paano yung future ng business ko? Or paano yung future ng pamilya ko, yung magulang ko? Sino mag-aalaga sa akin? Whatever. I don't know. But we all have that in our hearts. Probably you're thinking of, Lord, nag-aalala ako. But since Jesus is the everlasting Father, He has the answer to all of that. Hawak niya na po yun. Nandun na po siya. If that's what you want to acknowledge, na Lord, I'm worried, I'm fearing, I have a fear of the future. Lord, can you just secure me? Would you just raise your hand? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We acknowledge that it is only you who holds our life, Lord. You hold our life. In you, Lord, all things hold together. That's why we surrender our worries to you. We surrender our concerns to you. Knowing you are the everlasting God. You are not boxed in time, Lord. But you are the author of our lives, Lord. That's why we say thank you, because our lives are secured already. If you have secured eternal life, Lord, salvation from our sins, Lord God, that's why you came here. What more yung buhay namin dito sa mundo, Lord? What more yung buhay namin dito sa earth, Lord God? That the things that we worry about, the temporary things that we worry about, yes, you will bless that, Lord God. But let us not look into these temporary things. But we look to you as we surrender our concerns to you, Lord God, that let our faith be anchored to you. Our everlasting Father, you are able and you are willing to answer all these prayers. Take away the fears from our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name.
Director, helping to raise up more missionaries in the Victory churches, and I'm satisfied. Never did I know that God was preparing me for more, because I'm an evangelist. You send me to a nation, I'll do something. We preach the gospel there. I will not allow the word no. God is a God of impossible and possible. He opens doors and the gospel will be preached to all nations. I can do it. I'm an evangelist. Sabi ko, evangelist, hindi naman ako senior pastor. But little did I know that Lolo was preparing me for something else. We were all really amazed. Ito pala yung plano ni Lord all the while. And so the whole point is, when you are at the will of God, God will back you up. As my friend would say, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. If you're having a hard time with provision, is provision the issue or it's the purpose of God the issue? It's God's bill the issue or it's God's will the issue? Where are you right now? Kaya nga tinanong ko sa inyo yung, nagpipray for ano? Kanina tinanong ko sa 5 PM, ano po yung pinagpipray nyo? Pinagpipray namin yung shifting of the schedule. Baka mamaya, hindi lang yung shifting yung schedule ng pinagpipray mo. Baka pag-sinip ka ni Lord yung schedule mo, part yun, promotion. Kasi nga, with God, God will give all for our benefit. Can you say amen to that? So I hope you will receive this. Maybe a correction, an exhortation, an encouragement. You can ask the everlasting Father. Lord, give me your heart in this. Give me the direction, the purpose, where I'm supposed to be. Hindi labanan dito kung may pera ba dyan o wala. Sa totoo lang, kung pera lang, dapat nasa US na po ako. Kami lang, on our own. There were open doors then. Even Pastor Steve would talk to us, to pastor and an associate pastor of this church that I've been with, and I will receive dollars, my friend. Dollars, green money. I could buy my BMW, my dream car. I can buy a mansion. Guess what? I've seen that with my sisters and brothers. They're not yet saved. I'm also believing God for their salvation. But they have the money. They have the wealth. Guess what? I didn't see peace in them the way I have peace. I didn't see joy. They have all the material blessings. I begin to realize they have big issues. I have issues, but not as compared as the way they handle it and the way I handle it. I begin to see the favor. And I said, Lord, thank you talaga, Lord. Nag-decide ako magstay. Hindi ko tinake yung provision. Kasi hindi naman something to do with the provision. It is something to do with who our Lord is, that He rules and reigns, the one who is in control in our lives. I want to end up with first a story of one of my co-pastors here, Pastor Don Perez. Pastor Donnie Perez is preaching right now in our 7 p.m. service. He's been a senior pastor in our Dumaguete church. He joined us to be part of us. He's a great friend. He's been a close friend for many years during our U-Belt days. And just yesterday, our last meeting, the last executive meeting po namin, I asked my staff, sabi ko sa kanila, what was your highlight for 2015? Ano ba yung nangyaring, you could say, something tremendous, something worth praising God? So everyone give their experience. And so here's Pastor Don says, sabi niya, you know, I've seen the faithfulness of God in the past, but never that it hit me how faithful He was and how faithful He is. Sabi niya ganun, they're believing God for a provision. Alright? And they have 4 kids. And believing God for provision entails everything, including tuition fees and all. And so what happened, just this year, somebody approached them. Said, somebody approached us, me and my wife. And this guy said, Pastor Don, Miss Janet, alam mo, I believe the Lord wants to bless you. And I don't know for a reason, but I think the Lord wanted me to part of your blessing, wherein I want to pay for the tuition of your particular daughter, that right now she's in high school, and I want to answer the tuition fee from high school till college. If she ends up in Ateneo, let's pay for it. If she ends up in Massachusetts somewhere, MIT, whatever the Lord's plan, I'll cover it. Now tell me, is that God? He was telling me, Mark, grabe yung provision ni Lord. Grabe ka faithful si God. Buti nalang nagpastor ako. Buti nalang, ang daming-daming needs. We will never run out of needs. Kaya kami pinag-pray natin kanina eh. Pero Lord, thank you. You come to the rescue. You are indeed a Savior. And you are indeed our provision. Why? Because Jesus is the head of all. And He rules and reigns eternally. Yesterday, I was in a party. Yung mga peer po namin nung back in U-Belt days, nung mga college days pa kami, mga ate, kuya namin, nag-gather po with the families. Tapos kasama namin family, yung mga kids ko. Lalaki namin, yung mga pamilya na kami. Tapos sila, grabe, lalaki ng bahay, daming kotse. Talagang binless ni Lord. Tapos doon sa meeting na yun, kasama namin sila, Pastor Winston. Doon sa group na rin, parang kami yung pinakabata. Yung batch na yun, lahat sila mga kuya namin. They were 5 years, 7, 8 years older than us with our kids with them. And so, alam mo, discussion? Discussion, sino ba magiging presidente ng Pilipinas? Yung po ang discussion. Alright? Talagang, ito dapat si ganito. Hindi. Sabi kong ganun, pwede bang humirit? Ito lang naman, atin-atin lang to. No? Sino ba yung baboto ko? Pwede bang humirit? Hacks. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, ito yan eh. Miski, hindi Christian o Christian yan. Sa totoo lang, kung ano yung plano ni Lord, yun pa rin masusunod. Kasi naman, hindi naman Savior yung tao eh. Hindi naman ang Savior si Christian President eh. Hindi naman ang Savior si ganito eh, o si ganyan eh. Hindi yun yung issue eh. Ang issue, who's the one in charge? Who's the one in control? Pero again, as our right, do you know that we are preparing for a series on leadership? to prepare for you who will we vote. But as Victory, we will not endorse anyone. And never we've endorsed anybody. I'll pray for someone. Alam mo kung bakit? Eh, kahit sa kamagputa Victory, eh, may mga kamag-anak, yung presidente, yung tumatakbong vice president, yung isang president, taga-Victory. Eh, tapos, yung isang president din, taga-Victory, yung matin ng Victory. Pero yung bang, di ba, parang, I don't think it's fair, but we don't have black voting. But as a church, our responsibility is to dig into God's Word, give the guidelines to you, let's do our part, and we'll not tell you, this is what I will vote for, so you better vote for what I vote. No! You can hear God, you have your stand, you have your opinions, here's what the Word of God says, then you go out there and vote. Is that good enough? I want to end up with this. Here's what Charles Spurgeon says regarding Jesus as everlasting Father. Sabi niya ganun, Christ is called the everlasting Father because he does not himself as a father die or vacate his office. He is still the federal head and father of his people, still the founder of gospel truth and of the Christian system. He is still the true life giver from whom wounds and by whose death we are made spiritually alive. He reigns even now as the patriarchal king. He is still the loving family head. And so, in every sense, he lives as a father. Having said this, as an everlasting father, Jesus is unchanging in giving us life, love, and the provision that we don't deserve. He never changed. His love, his life, and his provision that he prepares for you stays the same. And that's why we want to pray for you. Number one, if you're still struggling with God's love, if you're here today and you're still guilty, you're still condemned, you know what, sa totoo lang, it's your sin that caused you to be condemned. Because you're living in sin. Simple as that. It's not Jesus. It's not the church. But if you decide to get right with God, I believe God's forgiveness and God's life for you stands still. I want to pray for you who struggles with that idea that you're not accepted, you are not loved, that you have to put all this performance in order for you to be accepted. God has accepted us, who you are, what you are, and what you'll become. Why? Because he shed his life and blood for you, and he wants to give you that life, that love that we don't deserve. Can I pray for you right now? Let's bow our heads today. Lord, thank you. Indeed, you are our everlasting Father. Lord, you are the source and giver of life and giver of love. With the same breath, Lord God, you rule and reign because you are not just everlasting Father, but you are the one sitting on the throne, knowing our needs. Father, I pray right now for every person who's here today. If there's any struggle deep within us about your acceptance, about your forgiveness and love, Lord, we don't have to perform. We don't have to do everything because you know how failure we are. You know that we are unaccepted. We are unaccepted, unloved, Lord. And so that's why you give Jesus to us to express that love. If you're struggling this love, while every heads are bowed down and eyes closed, I just want to pray for you right now. Lord, I pray for those people who struggled with that love. Maybe they were abandoned. Maybe they were neglected. But Lord, that doesn't stop your love for them. I ask, Lord God, that you will secure us in your love because you are our everlasting Father. I pray, Lord God, that you will embed and cause us to have a deep foundation, Lord God. Nang kailangan namin, hindi yung love ng boyfriend, love ng girlfriend, karoon ng ganito, karoon ng provision, magkaroon ng... Lord, yun ang kailangan namin. Sa totoo lang eh. Kailangan namin pagmamahal mo. Lord, I thank you. Because you love us, you want to grant eternal life for us. Lord, I pray, let this be a revelation as we leave today that we will not miss you. Lord, we want to say thank you for the blessings that we receive, but you are the greatest blessing of all. Yet, Lord God, I just want to pray for those people who struggled with your calling in life, your direction in life, and their purpose. I pray, Lord God, that they will find exactly their calling is. if you're a person, you're believing God and asking God for that direction, that purpose. Ano ba yung calling ko? Ano ba yung ginawa ko ni Lord maging? Ano ba yung future ko? You know what? God already knows exactly. But my prayer is that you will know and give and passionately give your life to the purpose of God. Can I pray for you, if that's you, that you're seeking for that direction? You're seeking for that future and your purpose. Can I pray for you? Would you raise up your hands if that's you? I just want to pray for you. Every single one of you who seeks in that direction. You don't know what it is 2 years, 3 years from now. And you're seeking for that. Raise up your hands if that's you. I want to pray for you. I believe the Lord wants to grant you the exact calling, the exact purpose, why you end up here in Victory, why you end up in that work. Thank you, Lord. Marami po salamat sa bawat isa na nakataas ang kamay, Panginoon, knowing that we are in need of you, knowing that, Lord, it's you that we need. Lord, I thank you. Lord, you said to your word that you are the way. There's no other way. You are the way. And Lord, I pray that they will find that way, that you will open up, Lord, towards the direction, towards the right job, towards the right nation, towards the right person that they're praying for, towards the person that you already chose for them. I pray, Lord God, for the right placement, the right goal, the right direction, the right target, Lord God. Now, every one of us here has a special calling. It's not just an ordinary, because you're the one who placed and birthed that calling upon them in the name of Jesus. So while they're lifting up their hands, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll speak to them. I pray, Lord God, that they would embrace that calling, that they will not men pleasers, that we're not here to please anybody, but we're here to honor and please you, Lord. And so I'm asking you for a greater revelation, a greater experience with you, Lord Jesus. May your will be done upon them. Show them, Lord, demonstrate to them the exact goal, the exact calling, the work, the job, the calling in life, in the name of Jesus. Would everyone raise up their hands all across the place? Every one of us here, raise up your hands as a sign of surrender. Panginoon, as we raise up our hands today, we might not use to lifting up our hands, but we needed you badly. We ask of you as our everlasting Father. Lord, I pray for a breakthrough in our personal walk with you. I pray for a breakthrough, Lord, in our lives. Even as we raise up our hands today, Lord, yung tanong kanina, whatever we're believing God for, yung tatlong bagay, Panginoon, dalawang bagay, isang bagay, na we're asking you, in sign of reverence and surrender, Lord, we're lifting it up to you today. I pray for that exact provision, because there is no father who cannot give the best for their children. So I'm asking you right now, Lord, that you release it. If it's your will, then release it. If it's not, don't give it to them, Lord. I pray that they will find you first as you prepare them for this provision. So, Father, whatever that is, promotion, Lord God, financial breakthrough, relational breakthrough, I just pray, Lord God, whatever favor they've been asking you for, I pray that you release it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, we give you glory for what you're about to do, Lord God, in our lives. May your will be done, your purpose and your plan.